This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Got fall allergy. Sorry about that. Gina writes, John, this is good, guys. This is good. Gina writes, just once I want to win a fight when it comes to my wife. Just once. She always wins. And even if I win, she has to win. Just once. He wants to win a fight. When it comes to, and not like punchy fight or fist fight, he's probably talking about a verbal fight. He said she's very, very cunning. She's very good with the spoken word. He has never won a fight with his wife. You can't live like that. I don't know how my husband lives like that, but honestly, the average guy can't do it. Can't do it. And the average couple can't do it when one partner is always winning. That's tough. Because you know how I taught you guys to let them think they won? Well, you know, sometimes you need to have the upper hand. Now, I could tell you marriage counseling. I could tell them to go do the new marriage counseling. But no, I want to figure this one out by myself. Alright, so let me think now. You know, I'm putting myself in the lady's shoes, okay, because I'm the lady. What would I allow my husband to win? Nothing. You know what? Going to the in-laws. You know, when it comes to, you know, he wins on that. But see, here's the thing. You actually may be winning. You may be winning on a lot of things. She, in her head, is going, but I did this. You know, you wanted to go here for a vacation. I didn't want to, and we did. So you won on that. You won on that. You won on that. If that's the case, you might be ahead of the game, and you might be winning the whole time. The problem is you're not feeling that type of satisfaction, because when you lose bad, and you lose on things that you really, really care about. You know, you may be like, I really don't want to go to the in-laws for Thanksgiving. Yeah, we talked about that last year, right? Why did so many people dislike Thanksgiving? You would think it'd be great. I mean, you know, you got, you know, a few days off, good turkey, usually good football. Why? Well, because many of you have to go to a place that you don't want to go to, or you have to have people in your house. You get 4 days off work. You want to run around the house in your underwear, right? The last thing you want to do is, you know, see your mother-in-law in her underwear. So I get it. I get it. So this is what I would suggest you do. And I know it doesn't sound as fun, it doesn't sound sexy, and it doesn't sound, but what I think you need to do is sit down and tell her exactly what you told me. I think she will find it very endearing. One is you're reminding her that she always wins. Okay, so sit down with her and I go, oh, hey, babe. And she'll be like, oh, hi. Hey, Gina, what's up? Okay, I don't know how she talks to you, but, you know. All right. And you'll be like, look, babe, you know, we don't fight a lot, but I've just been noticing that when we do, I always lose the fight. You always win. You're good at it. Oh, are you accusing me? No, I'm giving you a compliment. I mean, you know, your logic's there, you know, but I got to tell you, I got to win one once in a while. Now, she is going to turn around and say, oh, no, you won this. Then fine. Go, okay, let's write it down. Because I feel like I always lose. You feel like you're losing. Can we just write this down? Let's just swap. Let's just take a peek. Okay? And swap notes. Now, she may be like, oh, this is ridiculous. There's a Michael Fassbender movie coming out. And I want to see it. You're like, all right, well, go see the Michael Fassbender movie. You win. I'm fine with that. But, I want our arguments to be a little bit more fun. Okay? Now, I want to spice things up. I want to also have makeup sex. Now, she may be like, oh, makeup sex, that sounds good. Or she may be like, oh, wait, every time we fight, we have to have sex? Never mind, we won't fight. So, you know, you could kind of start introducing some ground rules, okay? Not that you should don't ever force your wife to have sex with you if she doesn't want to. But you have a lot of ladies out there that are like, no, I really don't want it when I'm all mad and heated. Have to then stop, get undressed, and, you know, have sex. So, try to at first if you can. Because obviously this is bothering you, and it's no joke. But if you can, see what a very lighthearted conversation will bring. Right? And if a fight does start to get heated, and I told you guys, you know, many times a partner is going to start escalating a fight that doesn't have to be escalated. And then you could stop and completely curb it by go, you know, oh, wow, I must have really made you mad. Ooh, I didn't think I was going to make you that mad. I'm sorry, my bad. I didn't, you know, and so sometimes you, oh, no, I'm not that mad. I was that mad. I was just, you know, I was like, you know, I saw bees buzz away. I saw flies. I saw birds fly away. That tree shook. You're mad, right? The mirror almost fell off the wall. I did something wrong. I'm sorry. I don't want you mad. Come over your baby makeup. And you can stop it then and there. But the thing is I've taught you guys, especially you men, to give in. And that's probably not the best advice, because sometimes you guys want to win. The problem is, even if my husband won, I won't let him have the upper hand for long. I don't know what it is. Something about us women, where we want to win the fights, and we want to have that upper hand. So one thing I've taught you guys is give us a win that you really don't care too much about. Okay? So, like, let's say you really want to go to Disneyland. And if you bring it up and she needs a win, babe, this isn't the time to bring it up. So instead, you bring up something that you don't think she's going to want to do. Well, let's go to Oxnard and hang out and maybe go up to Ventura and, I don't know, do some fishing. There is no way. You like California. You say you want to go to California. It's a fun place. Why not? No, if we're going to go to California, we'll go to Disneyland. I'm not going to go fishing. Okay, well, then I guess we'll go to, you know what, if that's what you want, I'm okay with that. One day I'd like to go fishing, but all right, you win. We'll go to Disneyland. See? She won, but so did you. You're going to Disneyland. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. This is a funny email. Sorry, I got to finish. I can't wait to get to it. I'm sorry. Thank you all. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not taking me off the air. Big thanks to Mackenzie who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I need to really start listening to my replays. Marco writes, I've heard you say many times you're not good in bed. Have I really said that a lot? He goes, what does that mean? Who is really, quote, good in bed? What are the requirements? How's a guy to know? Women fake it a lot. So we got to talk about women faking it. Yeah, that's a good topic one day. Yeah, guys, I'm really sorry. Sometimes I think I'm just too honest on this show. You guys don't really need to know all those details. Because now I got to answer why I'm bad in bed. I don't know what it is. I guess, I don't know, I'm older. You know, my knees click a lot. My hips. I used to run. I got bad hips, bad knees. You know, the boobs fall off the bed. Yeah, it's. I think looks are a big part of it. Also, I'm not very daring. I really don't want to, engage in, activities that involve orifices that I haven't kind of been trained to, address in the bedroom, so to speak. I don't want to have to brush my teeth after. I don't know. I guess it's not, a requirement so much, what you have to check off and be able to do in bed. It's what you need to not do. I talk a lot. I complain. I need to be under the covers. I need to have a pillow under my head. I'm being honest. I have to have a pillow under my head. If the pillow falls off the bed, we have to stop, and he has to go and get the pillow. Don't tell him I said anything. I don't know. I just have all these hang-ups, I guess. And it's because the older you are, you could get turned on. It's just you're much easily turned off. And, I'm at the age now where I want to avoid ridiculous symptoms. Like ridiculous symptoms meaning numbness and tingling in my arms and legs. Sometimes I get arm tingling. And so I guess with the pillow thing, for example, what happens to me, and again, sorry to be personal, but Marco asked, if I'm in bed and my left arm starts to go numb, what do you think I'm going to think of as a doctor? I'm going to think of that I'm having a heart attack. Because a lot of women won't start having chest pain. They'll have other symptoms besides chest pain. Not all women, when they have a heart attack, have chest pain. So here I am, and I'm now middle-aged. And if my left arm starts going numb in the middle of sex, I'm going to tell them to stop and take me to an ER to get an EKG. So I guess my thinking is you could have left arm numbness also from a pinched nerve in your neck. And I've been, in enough traffic accidents where I wouldn't be surprised if I have some issue with my neck. And so if my arm goes numb, I don't want my arm going numb for a radiculopathy that could be happening from a pinched nerve in my neck. I need to know that it's heart. So if I lose the pillow behind my head and behind my neck, now my neck is not in a very ergonomic position. Right? You guys learned about ergonomic positions and where your neck needs to, like when you look at a screen at work and your chair and all that. So, and then if I think that my neck is not in a good position, psychologically, I'm going to start going, oh my gosh, I'm going to have radicular symptoms. And all of a sudden, I start getting radiculopathy and I start getting numbness in my arm. So I need the pillow there so we can put that at rest. You see what I mean? Okay. So in a nutshell, because I have so many issues and I have to talk about it and I have to stop and we have to start, and then, oh gosh, the window's open. We need to close the window. We got to close the window. Then I feel a fan on. I don't want to feel a fan. I don't want to feel the blow of the air. Honey, the fan. Then there's a cat's toy that ends up falling somehow in between. I'm like, why is there a cat's toy there? Get the toy away from my bud. Now I have to get rid of the toy. But then when my husband throws the cat toy off the bed, guess who comes back onto the bed with the toy? The cat. I'm like, oh, now the cat's here. And then the dog starts to bark because he's like, there's a lot of noise. I'm not really used to these sounds, so I don't know what the heck is going on. And it's just a big cluster. So it's easier for me and my husband to just, not have the sex. But how do you guys know if you're good? Well, I tried to look this up because obviously I'm not a sex expert. Okay, and I was going to answer this without doing any research. I was going to say, well, one is if he or she keeps asking you for more. Okay, see, my husband never asked me for sex anymore. He's good. He's like, I'm good. Please, that's right. Just go away. Please, get dressed. Okay, so that covers that. But for, if you're out there and you're single and you're, if you get a call back, and somebody wants to see you, and they want to come back over, they want to spend the night again, then that means you were good. Now, just because you are good with a partner does not necessarily mean you're good in bed. You understand that? You might have done what the partner wanted, or you might have been the type of sexual partner that she or he could order around and get what they want. Or you may be the only partner that sleeps with them. That doesn't necessarily mean you're good. So that's why I had to look it up. So the best place for me to learn about sex is the Business Magazine. So there's something called Business Insider. All right. And according to Business Insider, there are 11 signs that you could be good in bed. So I'm thinking, okay, good. Is it because you know how to kiss the neck? You know how to find the erogenous zones? You know about... No, it has nothing to do with that. These are weird indicators. So number one, if you drink a lot of wine, you may be good in bed. There was a study in 2009 by the University of Florence, Italy, found that women who drank 2 glasses of wine a day are better in bed and more sexually satisfied than those who only drink 1 glass of wine a day or none at all. You see, according to the study's lead author, historically, the aspects of wine and sexuality have been well known since ancient Greece. So as long as you're not, you know, stupid drunk, if you are a wine drinker, that may mean you're good in bed. That's according to a study. Okay? If you're funny, or if you can tell a good joke, okay, people who laugh a lot are good in bed. Now, I laugh all the time. Okay? I think I disproved that one. So I guess because you're not super serious, you can't be super serious. If you have fun and you're able to make bed fun, or backseat of the Pinto, wherever, make it fun, I guess that's good. I don't get this. Your favorite ice cream is coffee flavored. Really? They say in a world of so many ice cream flavors to choose from, if you find yourself always ordering coffee ice cream, it says something about your sexual prowess, according to a 2013 study of the Smell and Taste Institute in Chicago. If your favorite ice cream is coffee, it's a sign that you're all about being in the moment. You don't care about yesterday or tomorrow, which could help with sex. I can't stand the taste of coffee. I'm not even a big ice cream drinker or eater. So they say if you're smart. Okay, now this should be me here, okay, because I think I'm pretty smart. According to a 2009 research by Professor Tim Spector at King's College in London, smart women are better than bed. Less and less smart women. Studies up to 2,000 women ages 20 to 65 and those of higher intelligence had up to twice as many orgasms than those who aren't as intelligent. Huh. Okay, well, I should then step it up. If you eat slowly... Oh, no. I scarf my food down. They go, well, people eat slowly. It means they're tasting every single bite and enjoying the process. Not too surprisingly, they say this behavior crosses into the bedroom. So if you're going to take your time with food, you're going to savor, you're going to appreciate the food, then you will probably savor and appreciate your lover. Okay, that is not me. You give me a candy bar, you know? Again, foodies, they say you know what you want to eat. They say food and sex go together. If you know what you want to eat and order it, that's another indicator you're good in bed. I guess because you have confidence, you know what you want. They say if you're passionate about politics, according to Match 2016 Singles in America, you're good in bed and you are having way better sex if you're more passionate about politics. Okay, that to me doesn't make sense. If you dance real well, this I can understand. I can't dance, okay? I have no idea what to do with my hips. You know, because I got such a big butt. You know, I kind of need, like, you know, a harness to help move it from one side dancer to the other. If you're comfortable being naked, no, I'm not. I got to be completely dressed. If you're left-handed, no, I'm right-handed. But 12% of the world's population is left-handed. They're better lovers. All right. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're hitting your emails that we are getting from the website at drdahlia.com, from Facebook. I don't get as many messages from Twitter because I guess there's maybe there's amount of limit, but definitely Facebook. And this is an interesting one. Again, anonymous. He goes, I've been gay ever since I could walk. I've always thought I was supposed to be a girl. I liked what my friends liked and always had girls as friends. I think like a woman now and feel I may have gender identity. I'm considering reassignment surgery, but I'm afraid I'll regret losing my penis, he writes. How do I know I want to make the leap? So this is somebody who is considering going through gender reassignment, and as he said, you know, he identifies, you know, is having issues with identity. He feels that he was always supposed to be a woman, thinking about going through the change, but he's worried, will he have regret? And this is something that is, I think, frustrating a lot of people out there, is just like we have frustration when it comes to marijuana, we don't have enough scientific studies. We don't have enough data. All right? Decades from now, or generations from now, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier. Because we will have people that will have had more people that have done gender reassignment surgery and then been able to report if they liked it. And if they were pleased with the results. But then what about gender reversal? Now, the Independent writes, and this is coming out of New England. This is coming out of England, okay, and Great Britain. They say gender reassignment surgery has been available on the NHS now for more than 17 years. They say it's a treatment for those experiencing gender dysphoria, whereby a person recognizes a discrepancy between their biological sex and their gender identity. And there's gender identity clinics in place throughout the UK to provide support for those feeling distressed about the condition. But what happens when a trans person undergoes surgery and later wants to revert back to their original gender? Is it possible? Is it safe? Is it available with the NHS? And again, this is an article, addressing people in Great Britain. And from what we understand, according to their headline, that the gender reversal surgery is more in demand than ever before. Now, that would make sense, because the more we have gender reassignment surgeries, then obviously the numbers would go up for reversal. You wouldn't have a lot of reversal surgeries if you didn't have the gender reassignment surgeries to begin with. But they say it's many people are seeking reversal surgeries, going to a clinic in Serbia, where Professor Mislav Djordjevic has been performing them for 5 years at the Belgrade Center for Gender Reconstructive Surgery. He says it's not a common practice, but he's performed 14 surgeries thus far, is currently in the process of doing another two reversal of the procedure. And so to reverse the gender assignment surgery that you did, it could cost about, I don't know, $20,000? And it's very, very difficult to get to. Apparently, you have to fulfill a one-year-long psychiatric evaluation. He stresses the importance of post-surgery aftercare. He remains in contact with his patients, etc. And, when he was asked, why, or when they asked and were interviewing her, why, what would catalyze the desire to change? It could be surgical complications, being worn down by the transphobic harassment, family rejection, developing religious or political beliefs that transgender is unacceptable. And so maybe gender reassignment will be a little easier once you have more, societal acceptance of it. But, the phantom pain or the phantom psychological pain of losing an organ or a limb is something that hasn't been studied a lot. And so one concept or theory is that maybe some people, when they do lose their penis, just like this one listener wants to be anonymous, is concerned about, will you miss it? Now, there are different stages of gender reassignment. And so what I would suggest for anybody considering, if you're having doubts and you're like, well, I don't want to regret it later, okay, it doesn't mean to blow it off entirely, like the UK had said, there's tons of counselors and clinics out there that people could go to get advice. I suggest that for anybody who's transgender. In fact, I think everybody could use counseling. We all have issues with our self-esteem, with our boss, with our in-laws, with, how to be a good parent. So, eventually it'd be great if everybody gets a counselor. I mean, you just sit there and hash out your issues. And one of my listeners asked if every gay person is technically having gender identity. And the answer to that is no. You have a lot of men that love being male. They love their muscle physique. They love their jawline. They love having a penis, but they love having a partner that is same sex. So not all people who are gay are transgender. Transgender is a much different psychology where you feel like you're in a body that you don't belong in. And that can be very, very frightening and very frustrating for some. And now that we're talking about it more, now that we're more open, you know, and there's you know, a lot of hit shows with stars on there that are transgender, that have gone through the surgery, and gosh, they look amazing, like with Orange Is the New Black, and now a star. You know, people you know, feel a little bit more empowered, saying, okay, I could do this, I could do this. But we just don't have enough data, and we don't have enough education for people on, are they going to have regrets? You know, will losing, especially from male to female, will losing your penis, you know, change you? Will you miss it? You know, will you feel like a lot of people do when they lose a limb? You know, you know, feel like you're not whole. And you know, you wonder if some of those feelings could be mixed with, well, my family rejected me. You know, did the family really reject? I mean, is anybody really scientifically looking at, you know, looking at what the dynamics are? Is the family really rejecting somebody that did transgender, or is the family looking at them differently? Is the family acting differently? Is everything just different? And everything will be different. I mean, that's a huge, you've been living in a body. You've been, you've been looked upon and treated as one individual, and then all of a sudden you're different. And family members may, you know, not say the wrong thing, and you know, but you may notice that they may be, you know, looking and trying to see where your penis went, or looking and see, oh wow, you have breasts now, or you know, a variety of things. And you could take that psychologically, and you know, you might feel very self-conscious. Okay, I mean, women. I don't understand why any man would want to be a woman, because, you know, as average women, we are always self-conscious. We're always worried about how our boobs look, how our stomachs look, how our butt looks, etc. I couldn't imagine, you know, if you've never had to worry about that, all of a sudden start worrying about it. And then all at once, you know, because when I was younger, I was worried about my nose, then I was worried about the freckles, I was worried about the, you know, cuts and scrapes and bruises on my knees, then I was worried about growing hair on my legs and always having to shave it, and, you know, and so it would go through stages. But now all of a sudden, you're in a woman's body, and you have to be worried about the same things we women worry about. You know, it's a little frightening, and it's a little too much to take. And so, you know, I don't know what the answer is. You know, this isn't the first time I heard that we have a very underestimation of people who do the reversal, that regret it. Either A, it's not being publicized and the media doesn't want to cover it, or B, we just don't have anybody, you know, really studying it or interviewing or investigating it. And gender reassignment surgery is now one of the biggest things. And you know, allowing people to be open about their gender identity disorder is something that many communities want to progress, you know, and allow to progress and not hinder. But, you know, it would be nice to study what actually is going on, because, as you see, we have people that are contemplating it and that really like to know the facts. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say up to 6.6 million cigarette smokers will live substantially longer if cigarette smoking is replaced by vaping over a 10-year period. This is calculated to a research team led by investigators from Georgetown Lombardi Cancer Center. They said cigarette smokers who switched to e-cigs could live 86.7 million more years with policies that encourage cigarette smokers to switch completely to e-cigs. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, whoa. In the news, it's been a little quiet about the e-cigs. There was all this, you know, stuff about vaping and bladder cancer and, you know, the formaldehyde and, you know, things in the vapor and the lungs not being able to handle that. And now all of a sudden, they want to actually make a policy to have smokers move completely over? Well, it's a suggestion. I'm not saying we're all in agreement with it, but, you know, published in the Journal of Tobacco Control, this is the first study to model public health outcomes if cigarette smoking was replaced by e-cigs. It, quote, supports a policy strategy that encourages replacing cigarette smoking with vaping to yield substantial life year gains. This is according to study's lead author, David Levy. For the study, he and a team of 10 investigators looked at such variables as harm from e-cigs, the amount of youth uptake, and the rate of cessation, among others. Two projections, one described as optimistic and one pessimistic, were made based on different scenarios regarding the relative harms of e-cigs compared to regular cigarettes. Both scenarios conclude that there would be considerable premature deaths averted and a much larger number of life years saved. The pessimistic scenario found 1.6 million of these former cigarette smokers will have a combined 20.8 million more years of life, whereas the optimistic scenario says 6.6 million nicotine users that switch will live 86.7 more life years. So they say, in addition, there would be tremendous health benefits, including reduced disease, disability to smokers, reduced pain and suffering, reduced exposure. They say the 2014 U.S. Surgeon General Report recommended an endgame strategy for the country's tobacco epidemic, but no additional strategy was laid out other than the current status quo tobacco control policies, which means higher cigarette taxes, smoke-free public places, media campaigns, cessation treatment programs, and advertising restrictions. While those policies have been effective over time, they say smoking prevalence has decreased markedly over the past 50 years. He points out that the most current and substantial research on the use of vaping shows that use of e-cigs can effectively help smokers give up cigarettes. All right, so a lot of you guys still smoke. Some of you are thinking, well, wait a second, is my doc going to make me go on to e-cigs? Does this mean we're going to be incentivized to vape? Right? What does this mean? All this means is a study, and somebody wants to, you know, make some sort of suggestion for everybody to go to vaping. Here's my thing with it. When I had a patient who smoked, okay, you know, I closed my practice in 2016, and I teach now, but if I had a patient who smoked and said, look, I want to get off smoking. I have tried everything. I haven't tried e-cigs. I want to try them for a few months and kick the nicotine habit. I would be very supportive. I would be like, bravo, go for it, bust a move, I'm proud of you, I ain't no thing but a chicken wing, whatever I would say to him, I would be like, you know, all right, you got this, I'm here for support, okay? All right, so that's what I would say. But if that person was still on e-cig 6 months later, I would probably be a little concerned. And I'm like, let me look at the cartridge. Let me smell the let me look at this stuff. And I would be like, okay, so this is going into your lungs every day. We don't know about the long-term consequences. We don't know if lung linings like this type of vapor. I mean, if it was just water and steam, okay, we could deal with steam. But there's other chemicals, there's food colorings, there's a heating element to it, or when you heat something, it could make certain. Remember we talked about acrylamide in coffee? And acrylamide with your burnt toast and your crispy french fries? That if your french fries aren't golden brown, but they look really dark and crispy, which are my favorites, those are the yummiest, they have more acrylamide because acrylamide is made by the heating of sugars, et cetera, that get, you know, converted over. So we know that heat has the potential to take something benign and turn it into something toxic because chemical reactions occur, and chemical reactions may occur with, with heat, you know, or with even freezing. Chemical reactions can occur changing temperature. And so my concern is I would be very concerned about anybody doing anything long-term. Now, if you could tell me that the average person who vapes to get off smoking will be able to accomplish that in 3 months and then be off the e-cigs, I would be willing to, you know, shut up. And I know. No, okay, listen, this is hypothetical. I'm not shutting up yet. Very hypothetical. Thank you. Hypothetical. But I would be willing to shut up and go, okay, let's see. Because long-term smoking is very hazardous to the lungs. It's very hazardous to the whole entire body. So there's not a lot of reasons to keep a person smoking in fear of an e-cig hurting them. So a three-month trial I'd be fine with. But if you tell me, Dahlia, actually, when people try to quit smoking, they're kind of vaping for at least a year. Some of them can never get off the vapes and the e-cigs. If that's the case, if you're telling me that you're swapping a cigarette for an e-cig that we haven't studied that could potentially have harmful chemicals, I would say, nah, I'd rather you go to, you know, some nicotine gum or a nicotine patch or even Chantix. I wouldn't then promote the vaping. So we need to be very, very careful being all excited about the vaping industry and all excited about the new flavors and, you know, and how, you know, it could take tobacco out of the equation. I think that's wonderful. I mean, if they could make a tobacco-less cigarette, that would be good. But this vaping, they had to figure out how to put the nicotine in something. There needed to be some delivery system. Although I'm hearing some people are putting marijuana in their cartridge, and I don't know how that's working, but, you know, so they could sit there and smoke pot, you know, in public. And, by the way, it's getting more and more legalized, so you don't really have to be hiding your pot in your vape. And then we smell it, by the way. It has a smell. So, you know, a lot of you guys are having trouble smoking. You need help. I wouldn't mind you guys trying vaping out, but please keep a watchful eye. And it stinks because the media only wants to cover certain things. And if it's not media friendly, you know, it may not make news. And so you're sitting there Googling risks of vaping, and unless that article gets a search engine height that will be pinged when you type it in, you may not know about it. And don't just rely on me and my news team. The Dr. Dahlia news team is the biggest bunch of doofuses I've ever seen. Have you guys seen my news team? They're not even here, like, right now. I have no idea where my news team is. I think they're waiting for the next Battlefront game. I think they're in line waiting for that. I don't know what the hell they're doing. But, so, don't wait for my news team. And so, I would sit and talk to your doctor. Ask them what they think. Obviously, getting you off smoking is going to be wonderful. We do have to be prepared for the weight gain. Because, you know, us doing so well with eliminating smoking has now given rise to one of the biggest obesity epidemics we've ever seen. Right? Because now people eat instead of smoking. So, you know, we do have to be prepared for that. But still, nothing that should thwart you from wanting to quit smoking. We want you to quit smoking. But if you're going to vape, I want that as temporary as possible. And that's just me. All right, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.